Turns out, and I knew he wouldn't retire. Jake, is he on the line?
Oh, he's on there. He couldn't.
He can't. He can't. He's too good. He's born to do this, for God's sake, man. He is, and by the way, Mr. Clint Bowyer, retired, so he said, NASCAR driver, 16 seasons, and he, one of the absolute greats, and he's incredible on Fox commentating, but it happens now. This is the beginning. It's like going back, being an alcoholic and be like, no, I'm just going to have a couple. No, man, it's just beer. It's just beer. It's like, it's just a Craftsman Truck Series.
Yeah.
No.
In and out.
This will be great. Nashville Super Speedway gets it. He is back.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest grew to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. He announced his retirement at the end of the 2020 season, joining the Fox NASCAR broadcast team. But this Friday, he'll suit up for Spire Motorsports and drive the number 7 Chevrolet truck in the Craftsman Truck Series Rackley Roofing 200 at Nashville Super Speedway. Please welcome NASCAR legend and longtime friend of the show, Clint Bowyer.
I will be watching Friday night's Craftsman Truck Series race, my friend.
What the hell have I got myself into again, Johnny? And I think you nailed it. It's like an alcoholic, you know. I kind of stay away. I got to stay away. Damn, it's pretty hot outside. You know, that beer looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Here we go. Holy cow.
It's going to be just beer. That's all I promise, honey. It's just beer today.
Yes.
Exactly. So how the hell did this come up? You know, my crew chief, look back to 12, 13, 14, right in there. I moved over to Toyota, met up with the crew chief, Brian Patty, and really was the best years of my career. Almost won a championship in 12. I think we finished third or fifth or something in 13 before they shut that team down. We were really rolling and really, you know, just loved the guy. We connected right off the bat, found success on the racetrack, and, you know, no different than anything in life. When you have good people around you, you rock and roll, and that's exactly what we did. He moved on, no different than I did, kind of his retirement programs, going back to the truck series. And, you know, it's just an easier series. It's easier because of, not because of the competition, it's easier because of the schedule. A lot less races. Hell, he's been off for like the last 3 weeks. I've been talking to him more, you know, in the last 3 weeks, preparing for a truck race than we did a cup race. It's a big level, you know. Great. So I think it just works. It's kind of getting the band back together one last time, so to speak. Go to Nashville Speedway. It's the first track, big track that I was ever on. You know, in my career, moved on from Kansas City, Lakeside, you know, I-70, half-mile track, to boom, this mile and a quarter in Nashville, holy cow, you know, massive structure, and remember that, and then fast forward from that first race to my first race win was at Nashville, always ran well out there, so when he started connecting the dots of maybe getting back in a truck and working together again, I was like, man, I don't think so. I think I'm good. I think I'm good. He goes, how about Nashville Speedway? I said, that sounds good. So
just
here we are.
Just when you think you're out. Just when you think you've made it all the way out, they pull you back in again. It'll be fun. Listen, you're going to have a bunch of little whippersnapper bastards out there just trying to show you how it's done. You're coming in with a lot of experience, man, and a true joy and love of the sport. Even I saw they just bumped Frankie Muniz up, and who, by the way, I don't know him, but we've interviewed him a few times now, and he really feels like he honors the sport. He really believes in it, and it's not just some goober coming in thinking it. I mean, he's really going to try. I mean, he's 100% in.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is there's no question you got a bullseye on your back. It doesn't matter that you had 16 seasons in Cup or you won truck races or Xfinity races. It does not matter.
No.
I can tell you how far the game's changed. We go to prepare for this race. I'm like, all right, well, what about practice? How much practice do I get? You get 20 minutes. 20 minutes? What? It's going to take me 20 minutes to get my glasses on to see the dash in this damn thing. You know, I mean, what are you talking about? It's like 20 minutes, but don't worry about it. I need you to come to the simulator. Give me 2 hours in Charlotte, fly back, and that's what I did. We were over here at the lake. As soon as we went off our broadcast portion of the season, came over to the lake with a family, flew back to Charlotte, got in this simulator, Johnny. It's like the room of doom of all. Like, when I got out, it was just starting to happen, right? These big simulators, you get in them, and it's basically this intersection of your car. It's your seat, your steering wheel, all your measurements, your dash. Everything that you feel and see inside that car or truck is exactly the way it is. You go out on Nashville Super Speedway, you name these whippersnappers. A bunch of these whippersnappers have been connecting dots from their mechanical simulation to the aero simulation and putting it together to what they feel inside that car in a simulator. So here I show up, pull out on the racetrack, and, buddy, it's been, I think it's probably been since 2009, 10, since I've been in Nashville Speedway, so I don't have a clue what it even looks like, you know, let alone lifting points, braking points, you know, throttle points, apexes, like all the you know, visuals that you use. Get in a simulator on lap two, like right back up to speed. I was like, I'd be damned. It felt like you were literally at Nashville Super Speedway. So that technology is crazy. Now they're starting, all right, well, man, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think it's tight. Can you free this thing up a little bit? Free it up, answers right? the call. And I'm like, right? You have got to be kidding me. It was insane.
Yeah. I interviewed that. There's that movie Gran Turismo about the kid out of England, Jan Martinborough. Yep. And you know, the movie was incredible. Then I met the guy. And you think about it. Those simulators are so good. That kid memorized all those tracks and made podium. You know, I mean, it's impossible, right? Like, you think there's no way you didn't come from a background of learning the hard way, from carts to dirt to all the way up. But it's possible now because they're that good. Oh, those simulators. It's crazy.
And we have our own, right? We have William Byron. Yeah. Go back to COVID, go back to, that's kind of what kept us in the game, a boss at Fox. That's how I got my job. As a matter of fact, we start, nobody knows what to do. So we had these iRacing simulators and we get in them down at the studio and he's like, screw it, let's do a broadcast. There's nothing else on TV. Can you guys do it? And like, I think we can. So we separated out, did that. William Byron smoked us all. We're all like, what in the hell? How do you do this? This kid was in his basement apparently a lot and put in a lot of hours. And yeah. I'm telling you, he'll be a champion in this sport because of that. He is the real deal. Worked for Hendrick Motorsports, and it all started in his mama's basement in a simulator.
And isn't it? It's fun, man. And again, listen, you had so many seasons in Cup and all that you've done. So in time, you were just a young kid. And you certainly have nothing to prove to anybody else. But I know when you get in that car, you have something to prove. There's no way that you're too competitive. It's in your blood. It's in your DNA, man. There's nothing in the world that can tell me that you're going to get in there. And it's going to be a fun, hard race out there.
Well, that's just it. You know, racing, once you taste the blood of victory, you know, in anything, it's not fun until you do that, you know, and that's the addict that you're talking about. It's literally, you know, and that's probably what drives everybody's end in any sport. You know, you've hit your threshold, you've hit your time, but the minute that you can't taste that victory on a consistent basis, you're in trouble, you know, and you're miserable and, that's a big reason why I quit. But that being said, you know, yes, you haven't had that taste in a while and it's fun to go out and do it. It's a cool racetrack. A lot of my friends are there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm as damn nervous as I've been in a long time, though. Good. I promise you that.
Isn't that fun?
I've been running. My God, Johnny, this Kevin Harvick, my booth mate, right? My old teammate, Kevin, he goes, listen to me right now. It is going to be stupid hot. You make sure you get a cool suit inside that truck. I'm like, cool suit? What in the hell? For the last 5 years, I've been making fun of all these little punk kids, grew up in their basements, right?
Right.
Can't handle a little heat in the kitchen. Yeah. He's like, you will die inside that thing. It is next level hot. So I'm like, oh, bull crap. No, I ain't doing it. I called the guy. Yesterday morning, I'm sitting out here. I ran yesterday, and it's just nuclear hot, like at 7 a.m. I'm like, That's it. I called the guy, Hendrick. I said, buddy, I don't even know what the hell this consists of, but I need one. He goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. I got you covered. I'll have you dialed in.
Oh, so, dude. Yeah. Nashville Super Speedway, the Craftsman Truck Series race. This is going to be good. You're number seven, man. You're rolling in. The great Clint Boyer. This is going to be a lot of fun, man. And really, for so many different reasons. And, man, I'm happy for you because, man, that's the joy of this life, right? Like, it's what you do. And, again, I know that you know, you're not going to jump in, and I know you're not. This is not going to be a million more times. But this Friday night, you didn't come to show up to be a spectacle. You came to show up to win the race. I it's in your blood, man. And I hope you do great. I hope it's super fun.
Well, you can bet your ass on that. That's just the way it is. You got to go out and put it on the line and go for it. And that's the cool thing about all these kids today. Yeah. You know, they grew up doing the same thing, and through technology, through whatever, they'll go out and do the same thing. So it's going to be fun to clash with them. It's a cool racetrack. The truck's awesome. It's dialed in. Kyle Busch has won a couple races in it already this year. So I can't wait. It's going to be good, buddy. Nashville Super Speedway. Here we come.
How will it be between you and Kyle? Is Kyle racing in this Friday?
Well, it's the only thing he can win in these days. So I figured, again, some more pressure on myself. Speaking of nuclear, he's in meltdown mode right now. The Bushes go through cycles, and I've always told him, like, man, I think if you could just acknowledge the fact that you're in the valley right now, you're going to get back to the peak. But he's used to being on that peak, man. He's a bear on that racetrack, and he can be a bear out of it when he gets in these moods. And right now, he's in it.
Well, that's it. But you got to taste the blood, man. That's what it takes to be happy again. You nailed it. And I realize, dude, every competitor I know, anybody who performs at a high level knows that's the feeling. And you can't have the feeling if you don't get there again. And it can really screw your brain up.
Well, I don't know, Johnny. Sitting over here on the back of the boat in the lake, and the kids are all out having fun, playing around the back, you know, and buddy shows up in a wakeboard and boat. You go surfing, doing all the stuff. That's pretty fun. Like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't think I needed to jump back in this again. My wife's like, what in the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
But I had to have it.
Hey,
I had to have that taste.
I got to tell you, I totally different notice. You just remind me because it's the next week. I went down and took the International Pyrotechnicians Guild test and passed that first level. And I got a few more shoots to do before I can go out and buy the bigger stuff.
Well, I don't know if you've realized this, but that you just said it's next week.
Yeah.
How many is it to you? What do we have to do to get this?
I can't get it done before then, but I'm on my way. We went down to Boonesville and bought a bunch of professional stuff yesterday, but in order to purchase my own and go through my ATF clearance and get the Bunker of Doom, that's what I'm shooting for. Like
you said, ATF clearance and Bunker of Doom all in one sentence. I mean, if that isn't redneck and look at me, then I don't know what.
That's right. That's right.
I got my guy, and again, we're all late. You know why? Late, wait to the last minute if you don't have to. But my guy Grady down in Texas, Gunner, Texas, he's. I better have my shipment soon. We got a show to put on myself over here at the lake.
Good man.
We get a pallet or two of boomers and see what happens.
Let her rip. Ah, brother, I can't wait for this Friday night, man. I'll be watching, brother. It's always good to hear your voice, Clint.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Have a good week.
Friday night, Nashville Super Speedway. He's right, though, man. Like, I think you go on to have a happy life once you retire, but if you stay in it, you have to win. Once you're a winner, you have to keep winning.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and he talked about with Kyle, like, and I'm not talking about, I think you can get out of it and go on and do other stuff and put all your you know, effort into becoming great at something else.
Yeah.
But while you're still in it, you have to. Once you become a champion, once you are that guy, you have to keep doing it.
Because you know you can. You've done
right.
it before.
And that's the only thing that gets you off, mm-hmm. right? That's the only thing that gets you that feeling again.
Mm-hmm.
You love doing it, but it's that feeling. Like, talking about Kyle Busch. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why guys like that, but that's why they win. Yeah. And that's why they're all crazy, too. I mean, that's the other thing. They're all crazy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.